The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
In today's gospel, Jesus' adversaries are trying to get him into trouble. But he refuses to take the bait. Many people opposed the Roman occupation of their country, and they opposed it by refusing to pay the tax that they had imposed to further exploit their defeated nation. They said that only God has the right to rule Israel. Hence the trap. Will Jesus assume an attitude of open rebellion against Rome by refusing to pay the tax and face those consequences? Or will he downplay God's sovereignty over Israel by paying the tax and thus discrediting himself in the eyes of his own people? Jesus' response is very instructive for us today. Human government should be at the service of the common good. And while there is often a question whether a given government's policies serve instead the vested interests of the powers that be, as in the case of the Roman occupation, human government does have legitimate authority, including the authority to impose taxes. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. On the other hand, God's authority is absolute and without limits. And so when the demands of human rulers conflict with those of God, the will of God must prevail. Give to God what belongs to God. Here on this Crucio, you all are preparing yourselves not only to have your own relationship with Jesus, but then also to go and make a difference in the world. And so this teaching of Jesus has serious implications for us as we prepare for the upcoming midterm elections on November 4th, giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, which means that you and I, who are citizens, must participate in the process, even when that process is frustrating and it seems like there are no good choices. And I'm not going to make it any easier for you. Neither political party has our endorsement. Both take positions that are contrary to the faith. And both take positions that are contrary to the common good. But we should not assume an attitude of open rebellion by refusing to vote. To help us sort out what to do, the bishops of the United States issue, or reissue, for every election cycle, a faithful citizenship document to help us make a prudential judgment regarding how best to give to God what belongs to God in the difficult and often confusing choices that are before us. And this is not just a matter of opposing evil. It also requires that we work actively to do good. This document can be downloaded from the internet. There is a, I think, 45-page version, and there's a 2-page summary. But the seven key themes of Catholic social teaching, which we must weigh seriously as we consider what God's will might be in the upcoming election, are these. And surely some of these will be no surprise. The right to life and the dignity of the human person at every stage of life, from the first moment of conception to natural death. Okay. Abortion is an intrinsic evil which must always be opposed. Likewise, euthanasia, destruction of embryos for research, and so on. That whole category. Second, the call to family, community, and participation. In particular, in this election cycle, regarding the sanctity of marriage as the lifelong union of one man with one woman open to the gift of life. Third area, again, I think perhaps no surprise, the area of our rights and our responsibilities, okay, including religious liberty, where we are not forced to act contrary to our conscience, such as with the Department of Health and Human Services contraceptive mandate, and also access to those things needed for human decency, including universal access to health care. Fourth area is the option for the poor and the vulnerable, with special concern for the weakest among us, especially those people who have no voice and whose voice we must be. Fifth area, the dignity of work and the rights of workers, including the right to a living wage and the need for comprehensive immigration reform. A sixth area is solidarity, where we work for the common good, and not just the good of our own nation, but the common good of the entire world, not just our own perceived individual or national self-interest. And the fifth area, seventh area, care for God's creation, that we be good stewards of our environment, both now and for the future. So there you have it. You and I have a lot to pray about. And not just between now and November 4th. A renewed politics that focuses on moral principles, the defense of life, the needs of the weak, and the pursuit of the common good. And of course, then we must consider each candidate's integrity and philosophy and performance. Are they really going to do what they said that they were going to do? Or are they just saying these things to get people to vote for them? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Do your civic duty and vote. But give to God what is God's in the choices you make in casting your ballot.